Hello.
Hi, hello, Cindy. How are you doing? This is Sheldon here.
Oh, Sheldon. Hi.
It's been far too long, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes,
So
but I'm
how
wondering
are
how it
you?
went for you. I am good. I am.
Before we catch up, I want to ask, are you receiving my emails?
No, because I'm looking every day.
No wonder. I'm
I, this
sending
stuff
you
upsets
files,
me,
but I
you
was like,
know.
why am I getting no response?
Gosh. And they say my name, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, which email are you sending them to? Did I give you my Gmail address or just still the
Have
Yahoo?
your Yahoo.
Okay. 'Cause that's where I've been looking is Yahoo. I'm
Okay.
gonna look now
Give
so
me your
that we
Gmail.
can figure out what's going on. Yeah. I will.
So,
It Okay. You decide, you tell me when.
Yeah, go for it. Cindy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go
Just
for
I'm just trying to get in my Yahoo again. Because I haven't done it yet today.
It's okay.
So I can see if I found them.
Because I sent about 230 edited pages for your book. So,
Okay.
yeah. We're just waiting for a response so we can continue the work.
It is. Yay.
Yay!
And it's in my Yahoo, so.
Yeah, because we only have your Yahoo, we don't have your Gmail.
All right. Like I said, I can give you that too.
Sure, give me your Gmail. I'll send it on both going forward. Okay.
Okay.
So
Let
what's
me
the
know when you're
Gmail?
ready. Okay. That is C D, Cindy Davids, writer, WRITER, at sign
Gmail?
gmail
Yep.
dot com.
Got it. Now going forward, I'll be sending it to both your
Oh,
Yahoo.
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
What? Okay.
After the word writer, it's 050.
Got it.
Sorry. They
No
make you do
problem.
that. I don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, because like the reason they have to do that is because you can't have the same email as someone else. If someone has already used the name in your email, you can't use it. That's why you sometimes have to add
Oh.
numbers in order to make it unique.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell me, how have you been? It's been so long.
I know what you mean. I have been good. Couple of times I ended up going from work to the emergency room for my blood pressure.
Well,
It was
why? Like, is it
way out of
going high
sight.
or
They had to
low?
control it yet high. I mean, it got up to 192 over 118. And they were just, beside themselves with fear.
What's going on? Are you
They
taking
thought I was
stress?
going into either a
A heart
stroke
attack?
or heart attack. Yes.
Wow, Cindy, you
They
have
thought they were so
yourself.
scared because my heart did an AFib, arterial fibrillation, which is the start of a heart attack.
You, Cindy, have to take care of yourself. What is stressing you out?
Amazon. I have to get out of there and I'm trying. Trying real hard, but nobody will, contact me to set up an interview or anything. So
What do you
I'm
want to get out
really
of?
struggling. Huh?
What do you want to get out of?
Amazon.
I
I wanna
see.
be able to see what I wanna do is get enough money to live on and not have to work. I'm 70, I turned 72 August 17th. And I'm my body is getting so bad.
Yeah, I
it's
do understand.
It's really
that.
Difficult to stay healthy. Because, you know, the 10 hours in a 4 days of 10 hours in a row
that's tough.
Is way too
that's
much
tough.
For
yeah.
my body.
Yep, definitely, definitely. Okay.
But anyway, I'm all right now because my doctor and my counselor figured out what the problem was. And my doctor had to up my blood pressure medicine. And I have to take two different ones every day. One
that
in the morning,
good
one
either,
in
right?
when
that
I go to bed.
Good either. Like,
no.
The long term
no,
damage
but
is like to your liver.
It's helping me. It's
of
helping
course it's
me.
Gonna
it's helping
help you.
keep
Like,
that
my dad is like
balance.
A cardiac patient, so I understand that you have to take the medicine.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well,
yeah,
I feel for him
he's
anyway.
He's got a bypass as well, so he's much better now. But,
oh.
But you know, like after
okay.
a bypass, it's not the same.
No, it's not. It's,
yeah.
You know, when you get up to our ages, we're not really improving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're just maintaining or, you know, on our way to another
yeah.
place.
Yeah, very true, very true. But like my dad is young. Compared to you,
that.
My dad is young.
Oh, no, no. Oh,
so for,
I hate to hear that.
From
I
my
really
perspective,
do.
You have
yeah.
kept yourself pretty good. Like, you're still working at 70, but you're still able to do the work at 70. You
and I know what you mean. Yeah. I mean, I hang in there.
And you
And
will.
Thank God I heal.
We have to get this book live.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Is
and
it's going to get you on the map.
I agree.
So
that's what I'm fighting to do. I mean, really, I am. I'm very struggling very much right now.
I have a question.
Because
a
of
question.
Go ahead.
A personal question.
Go ahead.
How much do you make by Amazon? Like, what exactly is your requirement in order to get out? Because I might ask for your CV and see, you know, your resume and see if I can do something for you.
Oh, wow. Oh, Sheldon, that's sweet. All right, they just gave us a raise. So as of Sunday, I'll start making $19.80 an hour.
No.
Which isn't really real good.
Okay, let's see.
I should be up in the 20s, at least.
I'll have to calculate that because I
can't
do math that well. You said $19.10?
And 80 cents.
80 cents.
Okay. 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
80, and that's into 4. So 4, 16. About. You work around 18 days a month.
Yes.
So that's like around $360 a month.
Ew.
That's tough.
Yes, it is.
I'm calculating this wrong. Wait, I forgot to multiply it by 4. You're making $1,425 per month.
Well, that's still not wonderful.
I'll have to see. You might be able to. I'll have to see. Why haven't you ever, like, tried professionally writing or, you know, proofreading?
Well, I started to, but because of my children, I had to raise my children. And, you know, I started at 21 years old. And I planned on, you know, when I got in my 50s, I planned to be writing full-time, you know, professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But it never happened because my children started getting cancer. My daughter's had it 3 times now in her life. 24, 46, and I mean 36, and then at 40, what's she, 44? Yeah. So, cancer is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, she's in remission for the third time.
Wow.
But who knows how long that's going to last. And
that's
it just, you know.
But I would say she's a fighter.
She is a fighter.
Right.
Always has been.
I can't still wrap around my head on three cancers.
Yeah, me either. I don't understand it, but you know, we all go through things too.
Yeah. We all have our own traumas that we have to walk through. So how long have you been at Amazon?
2 years. A little over 2 years.
What did you used to do before that?
Before that, I was in the healthcare field. I worked my way up to medical insurance billing and coding.
Mm-hmm.
If I had been able to get a degree, mm-hmm. I would probably have been making $30 an hour. But that's not going to happen now. Like I said, I can't even get an interview. I can't even get anybody to return or respond to my applications.
It's being very honest with you, Cindy, mainly, it's not about the caliber of work that you can do. It's, I guess, mainly about, at this point, it's the age factor. That's actually tough.
I believe it's the age factor because I have proven myself at every job.
No, that I completely agree with. But people in general, they just see statistics, right?
Yes.
So they follow statistics,
yep.
And for them, like at your age, normally the capacity to work is low, and so is the performance.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's
is.
The general perspective of the environment. I have a question. Do you have a LinkedIn account?
A what?
A LinkedIn account.
I used to. I haven't been in there for so long.
Okay, first thing, start being active on LinkedIn, okay?
Okay.
Nowadays, the first thing people see after you send an application is how active you are on LinkedIn if you're part of the professional community. That's like your professional Facebook, right?
Okay.
So if you're active on that, you can also apply for jobs directly on LinkedIn. And people on LinkedIn are a lot more, you know, receptive towards the type of people because they can have a conversation then and there.
Okay.
So talk to the community, the people around you. You'll get in touch with professional people around you. You can, you know, get in touch, look for opportunities. Those opportunities might pay you off big time.
Okay.
Because I landed my current job from LinkedIn.
Okay.
I used to be in Illinois, and they hired me for New York, and here I am.
Wow.
And it was literally because I made a friend online, and I talked to him, like, I just wanted to generally move to New York, and he was like, okay, we have an opening, and, you know, as a starting job, you can just start here. I was looking for an engineering job. I have a degree in electronics, but I started working here.
Wow.
And then I just enjoyed the work, so I stayed here. Now, it's been 5 years since I've been in New York, and I'm still working here.
Wow, that is fantastic, Sean. It is.
So that is how it is. LinkedIn is very important. I tell a lot of people, because a lot of people ignore its importance.
Okay.
And next thing would be, actually, I might take your LinkedIn as well. The first thing I want you to do is email me your entire resume, okay?
Okay.
And I'll see exactly what I can do and how we can work things out, okay?
Okay.
So for now, review the file that I've sent you, okay? Go
okay.
through it, see if there's any mistakes that you've done. If you want to make corrections, go for it. If you want to approve the file, just drop me an email that says approved, and we'll work further, okay?
Okay.
Because I was meaning to call you for quite some time, but every time just work caught up, and I didn't get enough time. Because usually you responded pretty quick to my emails, but you hadn't been responding for quite some time, so I was very worried as well. So I'm glad to see you.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, is the one you just sent me just trying to connect with me, or do you have the...
There should be one before that that has a file.
Oh,
should I resend the file?
Would yes, because I'm having trouble looking at it.
No problem.
Looking,
I'll resend
you know,
the
finding
file
right
it. Now, actually. Okay.
All right.
Give me 1 second. Let me actually send it to
Good
both
for me.
Your Gmail and your Yahoo. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Sounds
and
good.
Stay on call so you also can
oh,
confirm
yeah.
if you received it or not. Let's see. Go.
Okay.
edited draft. Cindy. Finally, find the attached file, Sheldon, and where is it? Active Cindy. There we go. Deliverables 230. There we go. And sent. The file's been sent. Okay. Let me know if you received it. I've sent to both your Yahoo and your Gmail. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to look at both of them, too.
So let me know if you got the file. And once you do, I'll get back to work. And by this time, we'll keep in touch. Okay? Let's call at least like once a week. So,
I got it. And my... I got it in my Yahoo.
It's on both. I sent it to both.
My...
Okay.
And I'm going into my Gmail.
It's the same file.
There we go. Should be just a second here. And did you know that I moved and changed addresses?
I don't. When did you move?
Okay.
When did you move?
August 28th.
August. We haven't talked in like 2-3 months.
And that I know.
Yeah, so of course I want to know. But how's the new place?
It's wonderful. It really is. I mean, everything fell into place. So
that's good. That's good to hear.
I have no, you know, complaints.
Well, we all get difficulties that we can handle. So it's... Things will look up, Cindy. Things will look up. Don't worry. Okay?
Okay.
So, now that you have the files, I want you to go through them. And we also have to start on working on your book cover. You have to design a fresh, new-looking book cover. Okay?
I love it. I was thinking about that anyway. And I was thinking, geez, I wish I could tell Sheldon, about...
Well, you
my
have a book
decision cover. To change that book cover.
You have a book cover in your current packet. So we're going to work on your book cover. We'll be sending you a form on both your emails and you can decide what kind of work you want done. And if you want to discuss design ideas, we can do that on the tomorrow on Monday. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I'll get in touch with you either tomorrow or Monday, and we'll talk about it. For now, I have to get back to work. Okay?
I hear you. Okay. And I
Okay.
got it in Gmail too. I got your.
Perfect. So, going forward, we'll keep in touch. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Now you take care of yourself. It's been fun catching up. I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Take care, Cindy. Have a good weekend.
Take care too. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.